2018.
What you got for me this year, man?
You're blocking me to do it.
Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Lady J, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. What's up, y'all?
All right. So we are live. We are in the village. About to do this Black Lightning review show. So let's go ahead and jump into it. We got a lot to discuss because we didn't get a chance to record last week. So let's jump into this here. Hopefully, yeah, I'm good now. And hopefully we can get some people in here to join us and tune in and everything like that. Lady J is in the Welcome to the Village chat if you guys want to chat with her.
I'm trying to get there, man. I know I'm on your page, but...
Well, no, actually, you're on Welcome to the Village.
Welcome to the Village.
Yeah, yeah. So you're on Welcome to the Village, and you guys can chat with Lady J in Welcome to the Village, and you guys can chat with me in Crowdcast. How about that? All right, so Lady J, we missed last week. Who cares? Let's move on. just how I feel.
Such is life.
It happens. Such is life. You know, like people got things they got to do. And so we had a lot go on the last two episodes here. And when I say a lot went on, and I mean a lot has gone on. So let's go ahead and jump into this. I'm pulling up all my notes as we speak. And so we're going to roll right into episode seven. So Lynn and Nessa, Lynn mom, Nessa daughter, talk about her powers. And let me tell you this, the conversation went as expected.
Which was?
I think Lynn was just like, yeah, like your daddy's got some abilities too.
You think?
You know, hey, I'm ready for this. Let's talk about it. And so for me, I was looking at that like, you know, Lynn, you handled that pretty damn well, girl.
I don't know if she had a choice in the matter.
You always have a choice.
Yeah, no, I don't think she had a choice.
Tell me why. Why don't you think she had a choice?
I mean, because at this point, like, she, it's about accepting your kid, you know, like
of
you
course.
Accept them or you don't accept them. But I think it would have been definitely a different conversation if she didn't accept her daughter for what she had going on.
No, I agree. Now, but you still have a choice.
Okay, I guess.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say. She had a choice, right? And so after having all that and saying all that, she, like I said, she was very receptive to it. She was like, yeah, you and your daddy need to have a talk, and y'all can go from there, right? So, all is well. Now, here's the next piece here. You know, Gambi, so just...
Questionable these days.
He's questionable. He's very questionable.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts about Gambi and what he's... him, just Gambi in general. What do you think about Gambi?
You know, I think Gambi had a lot of secrets in his past, like most people, right? And I think he had to make a choice as to when he was going to come clean about who he really was. And if you watch the, and I'm thankful that I was able to watch the two episodes back to back, so I can kind of see like this evolution of Gambi, I guess, if you want to call it.
Transition.
Yeah, this transition that happened where you could see how he, at the end of the day, he really has Black Light in his back. Right? Like, he made some choices to keep him protected, over the years. And I don't know if people know that he made the choices that he made.
Well, I think there are some that know that he made those choices, but I don't think Black Lightning understands the choices that he made.
Right. And so I think that's what's happening now. Now we get to see, I think we get to see Gambi come clean about who he is and about what he has going on. And then I'm thinking that we'll
see what happens, basically.
Yeah. I don't know. I got mixed feelings. I think Gambi's a good guy still. I just don't know how he's going to play this out as, long term.
Yeah. And I can agree with that there, because the truth of the matter is, well, we'll talk about that in the next episode, obviously. But we're just looking at Gambi from this perspective of he's trying to play both sides. And we do realize that.
Yeah.
And I think his allegiance is more to Black Lightning than anyone else.
Right.
So Black Lightning and protecting the family and stuff like that. Right. Obviously, he's grown fond of them over the years. And,
of course.
And this is what it is. It's natural. It happens. Tobias kills a dude. We see Tobias kind of rage out, use his powers and his abilities. He's another metahuman. And we're just starting to see more and more of Tobias and what he can do. And I'm thinking we're not even touching the surface yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think we are touching the surface at all with him. I mean, at this point, the only thing we know that he can do, he just has strong strength, mm-hmm. is what we see. Right? But that's all we've seen so far.
And so here's the other piece of that. Black Lightning, they showed the scene where Black Lightning sees his father getting killed by Tobias. Mm-hmm. Tobias looks the same.
Yes, that's what he said. He did say that. He says, yes. I saw Tobias and he doesn't look like he's aged in 30 years.
Yes. So that's something that we're definitely going to have to pay attention to as to whatever's going on with Tobias and how it affects him.
And that might be a consequence of, being a metahuman.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Or the green light drug. Who knows? Yeah, we don't know. So this is something that I really want to touch on. Lady Eve exposes the leak within the police department. She kind of exposes that leak because with the text messages and stuff like that. You got to remember, we'll talk about that next episode. I can't even get into it,
Keep going.
Okay, but basically, Lady Eve exposes the leak within the department. She's right. Letting Gambi know what's going on.
Yeah. First, I want to say shout out to the chat room. Hey, we got Lady A in the chat room. We're going to be doing some work together soon. What's up, girl? We got Lisa, longtime friend. Hey, how are you? Sorry, I'm looking down at my chat room if you wonder what am I doing. People who are watching, they're like, why does she keep moving back and forth? Because I'm trying to look down the screen into the chat.
Gotcha. Go ahead. Keep going, babe.
Sorry. So, I don't know. So, I think we've always known that there was a mole in the police department. And I've always thought that Lady Eve had whoever had the police department in her pocket. And, definitely that is true.
Definitely.
And we see that play out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. She has them in her pocket. Gambi receives unknown text message, right?
Oh, that was from Lady Eve,
mm-hmm.
saying that the cleaners are on the way.
Yes.
Right? The twins.
Mm-hmm.
It just
shows you how connected this stuff really is.
I think there's a real strong connection between Lady Eve. She speaks to it. She speaks to the fact that Gambi had the opportunity to be able to be on her side or be on the other side, and he opted not to be on the other side and not to make as much money as she's making, right?
Mm-hmm.
He opted to use his powers for good and not for evil.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now we see this connection, this intimate connection, not intimate as in like lovers, but intimate as in close, mm-hmm. connection with Lady Eve and Gambi that we really didn't know existed.
Exactly.
Right? Like we didn't know that they knew each other, that they, So I think it's interesting that we get to see the story play out from 30 years ago, now get to play out into, present current time.
And just off kilter real quick here, I'm looking at Lady Eve, right? 30 years ago, Lady Eve would have been, let's just say she was like 11 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Tobias. Tobias hasn't aged. I'm like, dude, you ain't a boss yet? You like 90 and you ain't a boss?
Right. But so what happens is in this episode, Tobias speaks about them. Mm-hmm. We've all been wondering who them is, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. so Tobias brings up them, and he talks about them as the three shadows, or I wasn't really 100% sure if he said the three shadows or the something.
The shadow board.
The shadow. Okay. The shadow board. I wasn't sure if he said the shadow board or if he said like the shower or.
No, you know, shadow board.
The shadow board.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're going to get there. Definitely.
Yeah. So it's interesting that he spoke about who them was. And so I was like, yes, now we know who they are. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
It's no longer they. It's the shadow board.
Yeah.
And so here was another piece here that was it finally happened. Cyanide.
She has a name. The little weird chick.
Yes.
She has a name.
The crazy white girl is named Cyanide. Right? Because yes. I was struggling. I'm like, can you hum?
And she spoke.
And she spoke. Spoke. Yeah. Like, I needed her to, like, blink a couple times to let me know that she was there.
Yeah.
Because she just looks crazy. But the fact that her name is Cyanide.
That lets you know that there is something extra with her.
Her name is Cyanide. Really? Village. Let that sink in. I'm going to put these two together. Lady Eve and Gambi are making deals. We kind of spoke about that earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he kills
Toledo.
Yeah.
Joey Toledo.
He kills Joey Toledo.
Uh-huh.
And I understand why he did it. I mean, I don't condone it. But there comes a point in all this where you got to start going around and buttoning these things up. So I understand why he did it, because he's got to shut these people up.
Right.
At some point, they all got to be shut up.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not condoning what he did, but I understand why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely looking to see how deep Gambi can go, because Gambi's got a lot of layers.
Well, he does have a lot of layers. And I think that was these past two episodes, we really were able to get some of the backstory and history with Gambi, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it speaks, what I do appreciate about this episode is for the past three episodes, Gambi's been telling Black Lightning, like, hey, take a chill pill. You don't want to turn into that guy. You don't want to kill this man, because there's no coming back from that. And so then now he goes and he walks up and he kills Joey Toledo in cold blood, right?
Cold blood.
And then leaves the box on Joey's chest, mm-hmm. you know, the calling card,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was just thinking, he was speaking from his pure, like, his experience. Like, there's no coming back from that.
Exactly. And like you said, that was first-hand experience. Come back from that.
You can't come back. It changes you.
It changes you. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay, so the next thing here, the line begins. We're looking at Jefferson and Nessa, and they're lying to Jennifer, right? You know how in the kitchen.
Oh, lying.
Yeah, they were lying to Jennifer.
Yeah.
I mean.
Jennifer ain't stupid, man. She was like, look. Yeah. I don't know what y'all lying, but I'll take this until you tell me what really is going on, but mm-hmm. I definitely know y'all lying.
Yeah, because she went later and asked Lynn about what's going on and, you know, that whole story, whatever. Yeah. David Poe was killed. The grandfather's friend that had all the information, he was killed in a hit and run.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah, we knew that was going to be a hit. Yeah. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
So Lynn forces Black Lightning to face an ugly reality about regards to Nessa. Black Lightning did not want Nessa out in the streets doing what he's doing.
Man, that's hypocritical.
But Lynn was like, hey, she said a quick story. He was like, you remember how she tried to walk? And when she couldn't walk, she just kept going. And then she finally figured it out. You know, you couldn't stop her. This is the same situation.
You ain't got no choice in the matter.
Yeah.
Is she either going to do it or she not going to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. Right. Either teach her to defend herself or she go out there and she get killed because she's not doing it right.
Right.
So that's that. And I found that whole thing interesting.
Well, and I think that speaks to, there's been, you know, since the beginning of Black Lightning, there's been a divide that has gone on between Lynn and Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so this moment, that was the moment where they brought it together as a family unit. And they were like, we're going to do this. And Lynn had to kind of come on the side and say, either I do this with you or I don't do it with you. But my daughter is in wrapped up in this now, mm-hmm. you know. And so I think just for out of the protection for her daughter, I think that's when, you know, Lynn didn't have a choice in the matter. She's like, I gotta support her.
Yeah. And that, like you said, that's the part that I found interesting about Lynn was she was just like, you know what? As much as I dislike this, I got to get my girl ready. Mm-hmm. It's that simple, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so now we're going to rule on here. Who is the Shadow Board? We just know the name, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Who is the Shadow Board? And that's all we can really speak to that up right now is who is the Shadow Board?
Right.
So we got to wait and see how much further this goes because... You know, when you got a name like that, obviously you got some people on your side that yeah. nobody knows about.
Definitely.
So that's going to be interesting. Tobias is shot. And also, during the process of Tobias getting shot, his sister gets hit by a ricocheted by a bullet.
No, ricocheted. I think they got hit by the same bullet. I think the bullet went through her and hit him.
Oh, okay. I figured it was a ricochet.
Oh, in my mind, the way I looked at it, I was like, I think her bullet is his bullet. Right, but here's the thing I will say is Tobias is about to be even more upset mm-hmm. with Black Lightning now.
Yeah, he's about to lose his shit completely.
Yeah,
at this point he's about to completely lose it just the fact that his sister was killed,
right?
And you just saw the anger in her face when she was even dying.
Yeah,
Black Lightning couldn't even hold her hand. And yeah. she was like, get away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you dying, baby. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, just let me hold your hand on the way out.
Look.
You know? And she was just, no.
No.
It's too hard to even let him do that. So let's also, and then Black Lightning is framed for murder in regards to that.
Because Lady Eve dies.
That's actually next episode.
No, it's the same one. Mm-mm. Yeah, and this, at the same time, what's happening at this in this episode, Lady Eve and... Lady Eve and Tobias, they're having a shootout at the same time, mm-hmm. right? Tobias put the hit on Lady Eve.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we know
so, that. So Tobias puts the hit on Lady Eve because here's the truth. If Tobias kills Lady Eve, then he has to deal with the Shadow Board, mm-hmm. right? So him and his sister concoct a plan to not have to deal with the Shadow Board, and make it look like Black Lightning kills Lady Eve.
Mm-hmm. With those electro guns or whatever they were.
Right, right. So now Black Lightning is set up for killing Lady Eve. Mm-hmm. But at the time, Black Lightning is fighting Tobias.
Yeah.
Right? So Tobias gets shot and he has to go away. And Lady Eve gets murdered. And now... Black Lightning is on the hook for Lady Eve's murder.
That's right. And he can't even wear his uniform no more. He got to walk around as Jefferson.
Right. Which is
figure this out.
Yeah. He has to walk around and kind of do old-fashioned, like, police detective work.
Yeah, exactly. And the last part of this episode that I want to discuss here, the very last piece, Latavius comes back.
Lala comes back from the dead.
From the damn dead.
Yo, okay,
let me tell you this.
Did you think he came back from the dead, or do you think, like, he was never really killed, he was never really dead in the first place and kind of just, like, woke up?
No, I think he was dead.
Okay.
I think whatever that drug is...
Brought him back. Okay.
And he's got some mental health issues.
Well, you know, I don't know if he was dead for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, this was a couple of weeks that he was dead for, right? So he's back now. We're not sure who woke him up or how he got woke up, but we all know, we definitely know that he is woke up, and now he is, what's the word? He has a spirit with him.
Mm-hmm. He has LaWanda's spirit.
LaWanda is hanging out with him, mm-hmm. like, real tough.
Real tough. Like, in the back seat of the hoopty.
Right.
Talking to him. Yeah. And LaWanda is telling him, hey.
You need to murk these two.
Murk these two now. They're going after you. And he's like, and the two in the front are like, man.
What is going on?
Lala, you good?
He's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Like, you're straight up, I would have just dove out the car. I'm tuck and roll. Like, if you talk, and you behind me, you start talking to yourself, I'm just going to tuck and roll. Mm-hmm. Get to about 10 miles an hour and just. and I'm out.
Nah, I don't know what to say about Lala, but it's interesting that here's the crazy thing about it, right? The two villains, the two people that were the villains in this show leaves, they exit, and then now they have to bring a new villain. So mm-hmm. Lala comes back, right? And he's a new villain on the scene now.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Let's move on here to episode 8, Black Lightning and Nessa, aka Thunder, mm-hmm. is in training.
It is what it is. They happen.
Got to do it. The green light drug, we find out the green light drug is released by the feds to poison the community and actually be like a test. They're trying to see what this drug would do. Mm-hmm. What does this remind you of?
Tuskegee Airmen.
Tuskegee, mm-hmm. right? Another one that's in our lifetime, especially for me being a Cali kid, 1980s, the crack in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Crack epidemic in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. right? We know the feds did all that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Okay.
Crazy how this show literally ties in real shit.
Yeah.
And says, I'm going to bring it to you this way.
That's the one thing I appreciate about the show is it really reminds me of what's that show? What Law and Order does. Law and Order takes stuff that was ripped off the headlines of the New York Times, and they create shows around this, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think Black Lightning is doing the same by taking events and stuff that has impacted the Black community and impact the low-income communities and really filtering it into the storyline. And so Green Lightning?
The drug's called Green Lightning.
Yeah, Green Lightning is symbolic to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, look about the super strength, mm-hmm. right? We think about what crack, PCP, all that stuff yeah. does. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen people on PCP and them throw cops across mm-hmm. hoods of cars as a child. So, and all this stuff, it ties in together.
Yeah. Yeah,
amazing definitely. I totally commend, like, some people will say, oh, the Black Lightning show isn't very well, but you need to look at the writing.
The writing is well crafted.
Yes.
Right?
Very well done.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so Black Lightning and Thunder, Nessa, break into the morgue.
Maybe her name is Nessa?
It was Nessa, N-E-S-S-A. That's okay. A short, right? All right. Yeah. All right. They break into the morgue so he can get the evidence that he didn't kill Lady Eve.
Right.
And it was and when they showed Lady Eve, I was like, damn. Like, it was obviously she had been deep fried.
Yeah.
Straight up. Right. That was crazy. So of course they're going to think automatically Black Lightning.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
But the way he explains it in Village, I'm not gonna be very good at explaining this, so I encourage each and every one of you to go check the episode out. Mm-hmm. But there's a way to prove that he didn't do it, and that's what I loved about it.
Yeah.
So that was that. This is the big one. Jennifer uses her powers.
Accidentally.
She still used them.
I mean, they came.
She used them.
I think what it is, it's not that she used her powers. Her powers came in, right? The same way that her sister's powers came in. They didn't just come in. They came in on some, like, oh, I had this emotional reaction, and then I got this power as a result.
Yeah.
And so she's tripping out. Mm-hmm. But I think what I like about it is that she didn't even try to hide it. She was just like, I need to go see my sister about this, and let me show you what I did. And so now the sister, she's smart. She's smart, smart, smart. So she's putting it together like, oh, you have powers too.
Yeah, right? And that's going to be the interesting piece here, waiting on. So with that, if you think about it, right? You think about Nessa, and you think about exactly how all this played out. You have to take into account. I'm bringing you back on screen here.
It's fine. Keep going.
I'm bringing you. Think about the account of she tells her sister about this, right? And now we have to have this family meeting. We got to have it eventually, because mm-hmm. Thunder and Black Lightning, they've already had their talk, their training, they're getting it done.
Right.
But what happens, and this is kind of a kind of future thing here, what happens? Do they bring her on and let her be part of the team? Or are they going to say, nah, you're too young for this. We need you to wait off a little bit.
I think they're going to try to have her wait off a little bit. You think so? I think they're going to try, especially mom. Mm-hmm. Mom is going to try. But this is her senior year in high school, right? And I think she's going to get through graduation and she's going to join the team. But I think I think that maybe she's going to hang out with Gambi a little bit. You know, because she can't really be a part of the squad mm-hmm. that goes out. But I think Gambi's going to kind of teach her some ropes. This is my speculation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this next piece here. The green light drug, it matches with what Alvin had in his box. Alvin Poe. It matches with what he had going on, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Lynn Run, she's like a virologist. Is that the right word?
Sure.
A virologist? I'm not sure. But she's basically, she can look at DNA coding, DNA sequencing, mm-hmm. and kind of match them up. Mm-hmm. And she figures out that the drug, what Alvin had, the documentation in his box, mm-hmm. matches the current green light drug being released on the streets.
Correct.
So, again, you know, if you think about what's going on, what went on, you know, Tuskegee Airmen, crack. I'm sure there's 1,000 other things that we could bring up about that. It's bringing it to the home front. Like, hey, this happened in our community to people of color. Mm-hmm. This has happened. Now, you can try to ignore it, but we're going to bring it to you the way we need to bring it to you. And we'll show you. And so here it is. Lynn confronts Gambi about his origins, and Gambi has to confess everything to Black Lightning.
Well, I don't think he has to confess, but this is what he says. He tells Lynn, like, you know what, Lynn, I can't talk to you about that, right? I need to go talk to Jefferson about this first. Mm-hmm. You know, and so she was the one that was like, hey, man. So she was the one who at the end of the day was talking to Gambi and was like, man, I'm talking to Jefferson, and was like, you need to go talk to your boy. And he's like, what's up? What's going on? She was like, no, just go talk to your boy. I can't tell you anymore. Just go talk to your boy. You know, and so that is when the conversation goes down. And so, you know, I think Black Lightning is hurt.
He should be.
Right? He's absolutely. Right to be hurt. He has every right to be hurt, man. Absolutely.
For years, he's been lying to Gambi's been lying to him.
But also think about it. Like, do you think Black Lightning was in the state of mind, the first Black Lightning? Right? The first Black Lightning may not have been in the state of mind, the mental state of mind, to be able to handle all the information that Gambi has. Sometimes we have to mature before we can get a whole piece of the pie.
I don't agree.
Okay.
And here's why. You want to build this level of trust, mm-hmm. right? Gambi literally has your life in his hands. Mm-hmm. Your kids, Black Lightning's kids, call him Uncle Gambi.
Right.
At some point, way prior to them kids becoming grown women.
Right.
Right? You're talking about, you just said it. Jennifer's a senior.
Right.
Nessa's a grown woman.
Right.
Something should have been said.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Right? How do you know that if Black Lightning would have known that he could have passed this on to his children, right? I'm sure Gambi would have had a bunch of information for him and Lynn, mm-hmm. right? Can you say that you just, at the minimum, you don't want the choice of knowing that you can pass this on to your children?
So, I mean, I think there's a lot of things that, you know, Gambi had, a lot of information that Gambi had that he kept secret from Black Lightning. And I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I will say the things that I'm able to comprehend, the things I'm able to handle at 37, almost 38, are completely different than my 19-year-old self.
Of course.
Right? And course. So I don't know if 20-year-old, 21-year-old Black Lightning had the mental capacity to be able to ground himself, hold it together, to be able to do the work that needed to be done. Because truthfully, Lynn and his girls are the things that keep him grounded.
Okay. You know, I'll agree with you on that point. I definitely will agree with you. I just know me. I want to know it all.
I know.
And that's all I'm trying to say.
I know. I get it. I would want to know it all, too. Mm-hmm. But I also would get the fact that knowing it all when you're 19 and reckless mm-hmm. may create a bigger problem for you than 37 and grounded.
Okay. Agreed.
That's
agreed.
All.
Agreed. Agreed. It's just a different way of saying yeah. I want to know, but I understand how you're saying, you know what, at that young age, you probably couldn't have handled it.
Yeah.
And so I have to agree with that.
I mean, because think about it. He's holding on to the fact that Tobias killed his dad, right? Like, he's holding on to that for dear life. And I ain't mad at him for holding on to it. But he's holding on to it. And when he gets into that mindset, he is like, forget everybody else. This is my mission. I need to kill Tobias. I don't really care about anybody else. And I'll hurt you to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's grounded.
Yeah. You're right. Look, I'm not going to sit up here and say that you're not. You're right. 110%. So let's hit this last point here. Last two. Latavius has questions about his death.
Of course he does. I don't think he remembers.
I don't think he does either.
I think he has no idea. That's
what I was going to say. I don't think he knows how he died.
Nope. I don't think he knows how he died either.
Yeah. You know, and you said it earlier. Maybe he didn't die. Maybe Tobias just choked the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I personally thought he died. But even still, he's questioning what the hell happened.
Right.
And so it makes me wonder, whatever brought him back, did it erase his memory? What happened?
I don't think, it may not have erased his memory entirely. Maybe it erased the last couple of seconds or last couple of week, maybe not weeks, but the last couple of seconds, you know, how he died and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, if it had that ability, that means, are you able to target memories and erase them?
Big question.
Right? Like if that's what it is, are you able to do that? But if that's not what it is, then how far back does he remember?
Okay. That's a good question. I think that's going to be coming up.
Yeah.
I think LaWanda may help him through this process.
So, LaWanda.
I find it a little crazy that they're kind of like a love.
Yeah, that's weird. That's something
weird for me.
Well, they may have always been a love thing, and we just didn't know that about the history. You know, I don't know. But what I will say is, I don't think LaWanda is out to be helpful to Lala as it seems.
Okay, tell me why.
Because think about it. Lala killed her because she was trying to get her daughter, right? I think that she's like going to work him over.
You think she's trying to haunt him?
I think she's going to work him over and like and kill him. Or like get him to kill himself or like create, I don't know, this thing where he's
create
like...
Create a space where he's going to get killed.
Or institutionalized.
Something like that. She just needs to get revenge. Her spirit needs...
I think so.
Revenge.
Yeah.
So she can rest. I get that.
I think that's what's happening or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I totally agree with that. I agree. Wait and see what happens. You know, because I'm loving the show so far.
I do too.
Yeah. I really do. Last point. Jennifer confesses to Nessa about her abilities.
There it is. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
Thunder, lightning, black lightning.
Mm-hmm.
There
it is.
Poor Lynn.
Dude.
Poor Lynn.
Like, you got all three of your babies out there running the street, man. Taking care of business.
Poor lady, man. Somebody need to get her a drink or something.
Something. I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna shut up on that point.
I don't know. But I think, you know, I do appreciate that the whole family is now gonna be this unit. And I just can't wait to see how this evolves.
Yeah.
Because now we have this, we're gonna have this trio of,
Okay, so Village. Lady J is going to close the, Lady J is walking away.
What do you want me to do?
Let Jay go ahead and get the door, baby.
Okay.
So, Village, you guys, I've just heard the Black Lightning review show.
Get up. I'm stuck.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up. If you guys want to get a hold of Lady J, it's at Loving Chanel. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle, at W2TheVillage. At Loving Chanel, I just said that. At Sling Grindstone, at Chance W. Brown for Politicking with the Village. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on Welcome to the Village YouTube channel. Subscribe to the channel, guys. I really appreciate that. Also, we're on Tumblr under Welcome to the Village. Subscribe to our Tumblr as well if you have Tumblr. And if you have Google Plus, subscribe to us as well. Search Welcome to the Village. Phone number 619-202-1562. Email, we are at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. And our website, which is up, I'm going to be making some adjustments to it today. I'm going to be working on it, is welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. Subscribe to our Crowdcast channel. Go to crowdcast.io, create an account real quick, and every time the Village goes live, you guys will be notified. Like, we have followers for the podcast now on Crowdcast. They're notified as soon as we go live. So if you go to crowdcast.io, create an account, and subscribe to Welcome to the Village podcast, you guys will be notified when we're going to go live. Advertisements and promotional opportunities are available through Fiverr. Just get a hold of me. We'll get that figured out. And the Etsy page. Go to Etsy and search W2TV, and you will get our Etsy page. We have shirts, tank tops, and wristbands. That's just the beginning of it, guys. We got a whole bunch of stuff we're working on behind the scenes. It just takes time. It's just basically it's a team effort. But, you know, you got to think everybody has jobs and things of that nature. So just roll with us. We got more stuff, more products coming out, more things. And we appreciate you guys for staying tuned to us. And Village, as the saying goes, I just want you guys to know that we love each and every last one of you. We love you. We thank you. God bless you. Guys, have a great night. Bye, everybody.
You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking. Get it.